future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I will be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Friday, the 5th of January, 2018. Bitcoin is currently trading at $16,442, up 10% in the last 24 hours. It's coming back, man. I believe personally that Bitcoin is at a reflection point, and I feel there's a lot of energy behind it, and there's obviously been a lot of movement into altcoins, but I feel it's powerful and it's coming back in a big way. So keep watching out for Bitcoin. Ethereum is currently trading at $1,012, down 2% in the last 24 hours. Ripple, that's down a little bit today. It's $3.10, down 16%. And Dash, $1,236, up 5% in the last 24 hours. The current market cap for the crypto space is $770 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 35.8%. The question is, when is it going to hit $1 trillion? Well, I think I wouldn't bet against it coming in the next couple of weeks, but that's a bullish statement. So we've got to keep monitoring that and we'll see what happens. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Ripple success tips chairman for world's richest. Great story, an interesting one, so let's dive into it. Ripple chairman and co-founder Chris Larsen has profited so much from the assets bull run, he could be the world's richest person. That's according to Bitfury CEO George, who's made a tweet about Larsen's likely huge personal wealth gains over the past year. And here's the tweet. At Ripple's implied market value of $320 billion, Chris Larsen, with his 37% stake, has become the world's richest person, bypassing Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. George noted Wednesday, Ripple's XRP token has delighted investors into 2018 with gains of over 35,000%, much of that taking place in the last few months. Shooting up to highs above $3.60 per token, only Coinbase's announcement that it had no plans to add new assets, including XRP, which was able to take prices down somewhat. On the topic of Larsen, meanwhile, Forbes gave him a more conservative outlook, nonetheless placing the co-founder's wealth at up to $59 billion. That would have briefly vaulted Mr. Larsen ahead of Facebook's chief executive Mark Zuckerberg into fifth place on the Forbes list of the world's richest people, the New York Times commented on the data. Great story, impressive. Hats off to George. Let's get on to the next story. A cryptocurrency created as a parody is now worth more than $1 billion. A fantastic story. A crazy story. So let's get into it. Dogecoin is an example of an altcoin, which are peer-to-peer digital tokens that descend from Bitcoin. The more popular ones, including Ethereum, which topped $1,000 for the first time on Thursday, and Ripple, which saw a staggering 35,000% jump in its value last year. Dogecoin, for its part, was created in 2013, and its mascot is a Japanese Shiba Inu dog popularized by an internet meme that dates back to 2010. The creators of Dogecoin position the virtual token as the internet currency that can allow users to send money easily online. There are several ways to get Dogecoins. Users can buy them at online exchanges, get tipped in the cryptocurrency, and even mine them themselves. The virtual currency's rise in recent months has the project's creator expressing concerns about market excess. Jackson Palmer, the founder of Dogecoin, who left the team in 2015, told cryptocurrency news site CoinDesk that it was telling that the token saw such a sharp jump in price even when the project hadn't released software in over 2 years. And this is what he said. The most significant contributing cause for altcoins to rise is owing to the perception of cheap coins. Dave Chapman, managing director of Hong Kong-based commodities and digital assets trading house, said. It's an interesting story. Because a token may cost 2 pence, everyone thinks it's cheap. I agree with that. But some of these tokens have 2 pence valuations per token are $5 billion companies. For you to have a gain on that, you know, you're looking at a massive company. And I think he's right. I think he's pointing out a good point there. So, with that in mind, let's get on to the next story. US states issue warning over cryptocurrency investments. My gosh, what an article this is. I'm going to go through this filthy piece of work and then we're going to discuss it afterwards. The American states of Idaho and Alaska have both issued warnings over the investments involving cryptocurrencies. Idaho's Department of Finance warned its people on Thursday to deal cryptocurrency investments with caution. It said that a survey by the North American Securities Administration Association, NASAA, has reported that 94% of state and provincial security regulators believe that Bitcoin and other digital currencies involve high risk of fraud. Boo! Gavin Gee, director of the Idaho Department of Finance, said that unsuspecting investors get tempted by the recent wild fluctuations and speculation surrounding cryptocurrencies and rush into investments they don't understand fully. Gee stated, cryptocurrencies and investments tied to them are high-risk products with an unproven track record and high price volatility. Combined with a high risk of fraud, investing in cryptocurrencies is not for the faint of heart. Cryptocurrencies are susceptible of cybersecurity breaches or hacks, and the high volatility of such investments makes them unsuitable in sizable amounts for many investors, the note stated. The Department of Finance also reminded investors to keep an eye out for common red flags of investment fraud, including unsolicited offers, unlicensed sellers, and guarantees of high returns. I would agree with the guarantees of high returns, by the way. I always avoid that one. The state of Alaska has also released a statement urging the public to view cryptocurrency investments with caution. Kevin Anslim, director of the state's Division of Banking and Security, said that cryptocurrencies aren't a typical investment. He emphasized that people have to understand the risks of investments, such as hacks or frauds, and what the offer is giving in return, a local news media report said. Anslim added that there has been recent rises in reports of Alaskans being asked to buy new cryptocurrencies. My gosh, what a piece of work this article is. An interesting article, and you can tell that the Idaho's Department of Finance is not happy that everyone's bounced out of their fraudulent system and gone into the Bitcoin world. An interesting article there to see where people's heads are. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
Top Twitter tweet today goes to Bitcoin World, and you can go follow them at Bitcoin World. And here's the tweet. Zuckerberg vows to study cryptocurrency to fix bracket decentralized Facebook. An interesting tweet relating to a news story that was published yesterday with regards to Zuckerberg saying that he was going to study cryptocurrencies and potentially use technology to change Facebook. Huge news. We'll see what happens there. I know they're super scared and they're super worried about the new and up and coming companies, which they should be. The second tweet today goes to Joseph Young, and you can go follow him at I Am Joseph Young. And here's the tweet. Japan's major entertainment conglomerate GMM is launching a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency exchange next week. With Huboi, formerly China's largest exchange, GMO Group, Bitfly and GMM, the Japanese cryptocurrency landscape will drastically change. More mainstream adoption. Woohoo! Great tweets. Thank you both. Keep the crypto faith alive. Let's get to the next part of the show.
SVK's current global crypto view.
SVK's current crypto global view is going to bring you something very special today. We're going to be talking about GEMS. GEMS is an ICO that will be coming out in the next month to 2 months. So January, February. It's got a lot of hype behind it, to say the least. So I thought I'd bring it to your attention now. And we'll go through the details, we'll go through the ICOs to better your understanding and prepare you if you are interested with this ICO. I think it's an extremely interesting proposition, so let's get into it. What is GEMS? So GEMS is a decentralized mechanical Turk. In other words, GEMS is an open source human task crowdsourcing protocol which is built on the Ethereum blockchain, which means it's an ERC20 token. A Mechanical Turk was first launched by Amazon in 2005, becoming the first online crowdsourcing marketplace, enabling contractors to coordinate large groups of people to perform tasks that are more suited to humans than computers. These tasks include taking surveys, recognizing objects in photographs, and more. So the problems with traditional platforms today, it's got high fees, leading to contractors overpaying for tasks and workers being underpaid for performing those tasks. Unintuitive interface, identification requirements, bank account required, consensus by redundancy, a process where 5 to 15 workers will repeat the tasks that have already been completed by other workers to check the validity of the task. The consensus mechanism creates inefficiencies in the marketplace and forces contractors' costs to increase by 500 to 1500%. The solution is GEMS, and I'll give you four reasons why. User-friendly interface, decentralized fee structure, it has a decentralized fee structure. This type of model leads to lower fees for all participants. Off-chain payment channels, no gas costs and faster transactions. Consensus generated through a staking function, reducing consensus by redundancy. So how does this work? Contractors ask for a task to be completed. Verifiers stake tokens on the task in order to manage the workers and ensure task is performed correctly. If verifiers incorrectly validate a task, they will lose their tokens. Otherwise, they will receive their stake plus an incentive. Workers stake tokens with the verifiers in order to complete the task. If the workers complete the task correctly, they will be rewarded with their stake plus a reward. Otherwise, they will lose their staked tokens. Payment is made to workers and verifiers via off-chain payment channels, which is super, super, super interesting. So let's go through the team a little bit. So the GEMS team co-founders Rory O'Reilly, and Kieran O'Reilly have both been featured in Forbes 30 Under 30 for co-founding Gifts.com and their expertise in consumer technology. Moreover, GEMS has a strong group of advisors, including Biz Stone, co-founder of Twitter and Medium, Joey Krug, co-founder of Argle, and Ben Moore, co-founder of ReCapture. So a quick summary here. GEMS eliminates consensus by redundancy, increases pay for individual workers while decreasing total pay for contractors, creates efficient interfaces, eliminates outage fees, and enables computer-literate workers with internet to work with or without a bank account. The scope of GEMS is larger than simply a platform for microtasks. Rather, it is a protocol to build any platform that involves accessing the validity of work and trust of the network participants. So let's go through the dates real quick. So mid-Jan, token metrics will be announced. Late Jan to early February is the token sale. Now, what you can do to get involved is head over to the website, but what I would suggest is going on to Telegram. Now, the best telegram to reach them on, which is GEMS.org, or what I would suggest to do is go to the website www.gems.org. There, it's so easy to operate. You can subscribe to the whitelist, put your email down, and at the top right-hand corner of the website, I believe you'll see the Telegram logo. Click that. They've got a super friendly community who are super active. They have over 9,500 members of the Telegram group, and considering they haven't announced their ICO date, that's pretty darn good. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a fantastic weekend and be back on Monday. Remember to like, subscribe, share our socials so you can share us on Twitter, share us on Facebook, give us some Facebook love. I don't believe we're active on Facebook, but feel free to share our links to all your Facebook friends. You can email myself cstory@svkcrypto.com. You can also tweet us at @svk_crypto. I got a bounce. Have a great weekend once again, and thank you for listening to the show, and we'll be back.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.